So I'm talking with Claudine Helmuth, one of my very favorite artistic inspirations for many, many years, who is a prolific artist. And so I imagine that time is probably a topic that comes up in your mind, Claudine, as you balance so many different things. What do you find yourself thinking about time most often? What comes into your mind when, you know, most often related to time?
Well, I think, let's see, yesterday I've been working 7 days a week for many months now, and I'm starting to really burn out, but it's the only way to get all this stuff done is I'm changing my business around a little bit. And so yesterday while I was working, I was thinking, and I was getting towards the end of the day, it was my scheduled day for getting a certain task done, and I was like, if I could just stop time while I'm working on this project until I complete it, it would make life so much easier.
It would make life easier. What do you think? I mean, if we could all stop time at will, you know, just anytime we wanted, in addition to being able to complete our projects, what else might that mean? I mean, how might that just change life if we could just stop time?
Oh, it would be wonderful, because then maybe I wouldn't be working 7 days a week. I could stop time and take a really long nap and stop time and read a book or do any of the things that I have been longing to do for a few months now, and also get all of the things done that I needed to do at the same time. So I think having not even more time in the day, just having enough time for every little thing that you need to get done, I think, as an artist, is the biggest challenge.
How does time affect the artistic process? Do you find, I know some artists are really motivated by deadlines, and some artists are really motivated by having lots of open time and space. Where do you fit in personally in that, you know, very wide range of experience?
Let's see. I think I'm somewhere in the middle. I do like having deadlines because it does, I get everything done, but I'm very task-oriented and very deadline-oriented, that when I first have a deadline, I completely panic and freak out. And if it's too tight in my mind, too tight of a deadline, I lose my mind at first, and I run around like, I can't get this done in this amount of time, and I totally flip out, and then I'll calm down, and it always gets done. I mean, I've been doing this for 12 years, and I still have that panic, like, will it all get done? Will I get everything done that I need to? And I've never missed a deadline in 12 years, so I don't know why I panic, but I do.
What do you think might help, you know, remind you not to panic? I mean, have you ever had an experience where you kind of remember not to panic first? Or do you think it just is just kind of inherent in the experience?
I think it's part of my process. Like when I first get an assignment, and sometimes I get an assignment, like let's say I'll get an illustration job, but I'm in the middle of another illustration job, so I can't start on the new one immediately. And so I've learned to sort of be okay with that and know that it's going to ferment in my mind even while I'm finishing up another deadline. But I think the panic is actually part of my process, because I've seen it this past year. I've had many more deadlines, and I've seen the same cycle. So I think it's just actually part of my creative process.
What happens when you actually get to the creation part, though, Claudine, when you're, you know, like the stress and the deadline and the planning aside, but when you actually sit down to create, what happens to time for you then?
Well, then time gets lost. So I'll be working, and all of a sudden I'll realize I've been working away for 6 hours, and I haven't eaten lunch or whatever, you know, just time slips away. And if it weren't for my dog constantly reminding me to take her out, I probably would not leave the chair or do anything. I get so focused on the work. So time does get lost. when I am fully in the creation process.
Do you enjoy that? Is that a sensation that feels good? Does it feel like you're in the flow, or do you feel, you know, frustration at kind of getting lost at the time? What does that feel like?
I think it depends on the project. so sometimes, sometimes I am in the flow and the time just slips away and you like look up and you realize, oh my gosh, it's been 3 hours and where did that go? And the other times you're trying to work so fast that then you're like, oh no, it's been 3 hours already. I need more. So I think it really is just very project dependent how I feel about the time elapsing.
If sort of back to, you know, we started with kind of this imaginary idea that we could all just stop time, you know, whenever we wanted. If we could really, as artists, if creative people could see time in a different way, what would you most wish that artists could do or experience related to time? Like, say all of a sudden you're in charge and you know, play God for a minute. What do you most wish that creative people and artists could experience when it comes to time? What's your deepest wish?
Well, I would say that for myself, I would like to just realize that time is more elastic than I think it is, that there is more time in the day than I realize. I don't know how else to say that. Like my husband, when he does his tasks, he always thinks they're going to take way less time than they actually do. And I always think everything is going to take way longer than it actually does. So somewhere in between the two of us is the actual amount of time that it takes to do something.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think for me, I would just like to realize that time is more elastic. Like sometimes time goes very quickly and sometimes it goes slower, and somewhere in there's always enough time to get what you really need to get done.
Mm. This idea of elastic time, that what I'm hearing you say is it like stretches as you need it to, right? Stretches and constricts. Anything else come to mind when you think about elastic time? If time were elastic, in the book we talk a lot about, you know, finding a new metaphor for time, and I think elastic is a great one. Anything else come to mind about if time were elastic, that might mean what else?
Well, that might mean that you really do have all the time that you need.
Yes.
And yeah. It's just an illusion that we don't feel that we have all the time that we need as well.
Do you think that feeling pressed for time, we've talked about how, you know, deadlines can help the creative process because it helps us get things done. Do you think that feeling that rush or urgency or feeling like we don't have enough time, do you think that hinders the creative process? Not necessarily the process of, you know, the step-by-step task of getting it done, but do you think that that's a voice that gets in our way when we sit down to create?
Yeah, I think it really depends on the artist, because some artists are completely motivated by being right on deadline, and it really revs them up. And for me, I always get all my really, really great ideas when I'm done with the project. And so now I've learned to quote unquote like finish a project, and like if I can and I have the time, let it sit for a day or so, because it's always when I release the project from and I feel finished with it, and then I'll go, oh, well, what about this and what about that, and then I get like all these great ideas after the fact. So it's almost like once the pressure's off is where I do my best work. So for me, that I don't think the deadline necessarily produces my best work when it's like a really close panicky deadline. I I mean, having a deadline like a month out or a few weeks out where I can schedule out my workload, that's not a big deal. But when it's like you get a call from a client and they need something within 24 hours, then I just spend most of the time completely flipping out, and then I'll finally get the work done.
I love this idea of how you have found to work with time, like create your own time at the end, like the epilogue, you know, like after it's over, you know
it
that
is.
About yourself. That's really cool.
Well, and I realized it because I have one client that I would work with and I would send them, it happened like repeatedly where I would be like, okay, I'm done with this. And then I put all the files in their FTP, and then the next day I would then be like, oh no, wait, oh, I want to tweak that, or I want to do this or that, and then I'd like have to email them and be like, oh, never mind those files that I sent you yesterday. And so now I know that is part of my process. And even looking back into college, when I finished my senior thesis, I finished it early. And I had about a month before the thesis was due. And then in that last month, I actually created some of my best work that then ended up being in my thesis show. And I had to, like, rewrite my thesis and do all this stuff. But it was the same exact process, that it was after I felt like I could let go of the deadline. And then I made my best work. So I think it's just a weird way that I work.
I love that. I think it shows up amazing just awareness of your process and of yourself. And, you know, I think so often we forget to pay attention to what works, and you found that works. It's like tricking time, you know, to sort of like, you know, make part of you, at least on some level, think that you're done, but you
yes.
still have a little more time. I love that.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Exactly. Yeah. So I always get things done early, and then and then have to leave that tweaking time so that it's right on time. Yeah.
I love it. As we're closing up, the last thing that I'm feeling drawn to ask you is to ask you for what you would say to, I'm sure you've heard this many times before, to the person who says, I just don't have time to be creative. You know, I love making collages. I love doing my art journaling, or I love writing, or whatever the creative area of interest is, but there's that, you know, that big scapegoat, time, right? I just don't have time to be creative. And that's one of the main reasons I wrote this book. But what comes to mind when you hear that? What can you offer that person who has that artsy fire in them, and they are at this point feeling like, oh, there's just no time?
Well, first of all, I completely empathize, because just because I make illustrations and art and stuff like that for a living doesn't mean I get to do my own work very often. Actually, I probably do less of my own work now than when I had a day job. So I completely empathize with that, and it's even something that I'm constantly in the back of my mind, like, oh, I really want to do, you know, work for myself. But I think with that kind of time or thing that you want to do, it's really that the things that we really, really want to do, we always make the time for. And I think also that one thing about creativity that people feel, and myself included, is you feel like it has to be something like really big that you do. So then it's going to take up like all day on your Saturday, and you can't send your husband and your kids out, and you can't carve out this big amount of time, because I can't be creative. Like, even if I have like a dentist appointment in like 4 hours, I can't go, okay, I have 4 hours, I'm going to make whatever, because all I can think about is, well, I have to leave at this time. So I think scaling down maybe your idea of what you want to create into small little bite-sized pieces, into just 20 minutes or half an hour or something like that, you'd be really surprised what you can get done in half an hour.
I think that's an amazing I think that's an amazing tool and tip. And yeah, it is one that we don't really realize until we actually do that and see how elastic half an hour can be, to use your word, Claudia.
Yeah, just paint a background. And then the next day, you know, maybe you only do it Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So Monday, paint a background, and Tuesday, collage something on top. And, you know, and just try to do it in half an hour, and then... And over time, those half an hours will build up and you have a thing. But I think if you feel like you have to make this big, wonderful, amazing art piece that's going to go over your couch in your spare afternoon, it's just too much pressure, and then you end up not doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and artwork, I mean, it all really does come in its own time anyway. You know, we can't necessarily, I mean, we do some tasks sometimes with deadlines, but we can't necessarily enforce a timeline on a piece of art. So who's to say that it can't take weeks to create even just a tiny ATC or anything? You know, who's to say that we can't just do it little by little at our own pace and in our own timing?
Exactly. And, I mean, if you're like me, I like to come back at it and look back at it with fresh eyes. And I'm always telling people in my workshops, unless I'm forced to by with a deadline, I never finish anything in one day. Like, I always like to come back and look at it with fresh eyes. So it's good to work on something over time.
Mm. I love that. And I have to say, that's my favorite thing about Collage Discovery Workshop, your first book, was the fact that we got to peek into your process, you know, and we got to hear what you were thinking as you were creating these pieces. And I love that approach. And, you know, that was definitely a part of it, you know, coming back later and changing your mind. And in that way, allowing some time to be there in between our work sessions, it kind of, I mean, we're partnering with time to create the artwork. And that, I think, is
exactly.
Really powerful.
Yeah, and you really do need to let the piece kind of ferment a little bit, and it like does its own thing when you're not there, and you come back at it and you look at it with a different perspective. And so I always think it's really important to kind of let it sit.
I'm laughing because my son, I have a 3-year-old, and he when he makes art, his wonderful imagination, like, he'll just paint, you know, with a bunch of colors. And then he'll always say, this is his thing, he'll always say, okay, and when we come back later, all of this purple is going to turn to orange. And all of this, like, he has this idea that the art is going to just change, you know, when he steps away. And
sometimes
it kind of does, I guess. I mean,
it kind of does, because when you're so in it, you're not looking at it with fresh eyes. And so to come back with fresh eyes, you're like, oh, I didn't realize that. Sometimes it's great, and you come back to it, and you're like, that looks better than I thought it did. And sometimes it's the opposite.
Oh, this is wonderful. Such great ideas for partnering with time and our artwork, and seeing and experiencing that elasticity of time as a wish for everyone listening. Thank you so much, Claudine, for your time and for your artistry and all the things you bring forward in the world. I'm so grateful to have gotten to talk to you and share our conversation with everyone part of this event.
Oh, thank you for having me. That was so much fun.